Asmongold kind of, he's playing World of Warcraft, everyone's playing World of Warcraft. And World of Warcraft, it's great in a lot of ways, we've said that already, but there's a lot of ways that World of Warcraft does need to be fixed. Now I'm going to go through the three recommendations of Asmongold. I want to hear your take on his recommendation to fix WoW, and then why that can be applied to the Rite of Moloch, how, what they can do to kind of fix it here, right? Because preemptive solution is always better. Preemptive care. You ready for the first one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
His first point was reset everybody's spells and then remake each class with 10 spells or less. What are your thoughts?
Whoa.
They're all dramatic. They're all intense.
That's wild.
They're all going to smack you in the face.
Yeah, that's definitely a smack in the face. I don't know, dude. Those have to be a really good 10 abilities and spells where I still have fun mashing them after like 60 hours. And that's just for like two patches. Because like, I think the fun of having 20 abilities is that you can get by only using like five of them, honestly. And you'll be able to do like the basic content in the game. But if you're looking to get into like arena PvP and you're looking to like climb ranked, you slowly start learning your abilities. You start remembering where they, you know, like where they are and what, like what they do and the situations you want to use them in. So I like having your basic rotation of abilities and having the more obscure situational abilities that you learn how to use as you get better at the game. I feel like that added a lot of playtime for me in World of Warcraft, especially during PvP.
Yeah.
So
like,
for me,
example of that. So like my paladin, right? An ability that would definitely get cut would be Shackle Undead. Because it's pretty useless if you're ever going to shackle something. However, if you go against a Death Knight, especially an Unholy Death Knight, and you shackle undead their pet, it's really annoying for them.
You are using your class to the best of your ability. You are using everything in your power to get an advantage. I love that.
But there is a downside. There is a downside. Like, I agree with you that a lot of spells is a good feeling because you can find those moments where you want to use that spell. And if it's like even a small moment like that, where you're almost, or like you're in a dungeon, like almost all dungeons don't have undead, but then you get that one dungeon that has an undead race and you can shackle it, like, oh, the pally's gonna CC now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
dude, yeah, no, I love
the downside is that it reduces the ability for other, like if you want to have this game be cross-platform, if you want to have Xbox and PlayStation and PC, 10 spells and those being like quality spells is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a very good point. That's true. This is definitely my own self-experience on PC that I prefer. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, here's the thing. Final Fantasy 14 has full controller support. They're on PlayStation. I don't know how many people play on PlayStation, because I honestly don't know anyone that plays Final Fantasy 14 other than me for like a good couple of years. So I don't know how many people are playing on PlayStation, how people prefer controller, if they enjoy controller, if they're using it competitively in the rating scene on that game. But it is there, and I did try it at one point. And they're very similar to World of Warcraft. You have your 20 abilities, your basic rotation, your build spend abilities, and your obscure situational ones. But honestly, it worked out pretty well in my experience. I will say it's obviously not as good as keyboard and mouse, and never will be even close.
Yep.
So there is gonna be that downside. It would be better with 10 abilities, for sure. But they do make it work. I'm not sure if it's worth it to have 20 abilities and have that kind of controller support, but it does work.
See, there was an add-on that we had, and we'll talk about add-ons in a bit, but there was an add-on that I had that allowed me to use my controller on my on World of Warcraft for my PC, and I had my PC hooked up to my TV, and then I was playing with a controller, which was pretty cool. But I will say this, like, I did heal a dungeon, but it's much... You're not efficient. Like, it's not going to be as good as a keyboard and mouse with that many spells, because it takes one button. Instead of pressing one button, now you have to press two. Like, you have to press the R trigger and then down. A. Yeah.
Yep. Or Thomas R and... the same way.
Exactly.
You're not going to be as efficient. Triggers. Yeah. No, I agree with that. No matter what, I think it's kind of, like, comparable to, like a first-person shooter. Playing with a controller versus playing mouse and keyboard, right? Your aim's gonna be way better on mouse and keyboard. But I think this is in an even bigger extent. Because it's even more so, like, especially if you're playing like a tab targeting game like World of Warcraft or Final Fantasy XIV. I definitely had issues with that with Final Fantasy XIV, where you're trying to target one guy, dude. Just, oh my, and you're like mashing A to cycle through all of the targets on your screen right now.
Yeah.
And, like, they had different modes. They had different like targeting modes where it's like, oh, this will target whoever you're facing first versus this will target from left to right on your screen. They really tried to accommodate for it. And ultimately, it's a good experience. It is a positive experience, I would say. It's just not mouse and keyboard. Nothing's going to match it.
I have a solution. Instead of reducing the spells to compensate for PlayStation Xbox, sell the Runeterra battle keyboard and mouse combination with the lap pad underneath it.
Dude, collector's edition?
Collector's edition. Bro, it's a computer at this point. Just let them use mouse and keyboard on the Xbox and PlayStation. That's the best solution.
Dude, honestly, yeah. I
we're there.
Looked into that. I don't know if you could do that in Final Fantasy 14. If you could just pick up a mouse and keyboard, that'd be awesome on your PlayStation.
PlayStation does support mouse and keyboard. Just depends if the game allows for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be very shocked if Final Fantasy 14 does not allow it.
Yeah.
Because that's
Razer,
already set up for mouse and keyboard.
Yeah. You know, Razer, they literally have something that's literally for that, like for sitting on the couch and playing with mouse and keyboard. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, Corsair has another one. Yeah, they have stuff like that. And we have several years, apparently, so there should be time to develop it if it's not already there. But it's definitely
this is why
there.
You're going dark. Yeah. To develop the ultimate mouse and keyboard lap pad.
Yeah, I do think that's the best solution. I think 10 spells is
a
bit too few.
Yeah, because I understand. Okay, for a lot of people who don't play MMOs, I think this is one of the most overwhelming aspects to them is when they watch it on Twitch or on YouTube and they see those 20 spells and abilities and they see the crazy UI and they don't know what the heck's going on. They get overwhelmed and they don't bother playing. But it's all about how those 20 spells are presented to you as you play the game.
Exactly.
I think World of Warcraft did a very good job, especially in vanilla, with slowly introducing the spells to you. As you train them from your class trainer, or even just in Modern WoW, where you just kind of get them naturally as you level up, you get those spells.
You just have one
so
spell
slowly
at the start.
Yeah, you're getting one spell and ability at a time, and you're reading. If you read each and every one, and you actually just try them out on the closest enemy, you're gonna figure it out pretty quickly, because you're really not like getting 20 abilities or spells at once. It's not gonna happen unless you're boosting a character, which you should not if it's your first time playing the game. So I think they could easily get away with 20 spells and abilities. It's just about how they present them to the player.
Yeah, so we're in agreement on that. We don't like the 10 spells for every class and deleting all the spells. And so the Rider MMO,
I
would like to
like
see
that.
Some spells.
Yeah, you gotta remember that I'm gonna be playing this class for hundreds of hours. Like, I don't want 10 spells and abilities for hundreds of hours. I'm not going to play a class for that long otherwise.